fast-paced world. And here's Pastor Beckford.
Good morning, good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Make your day count. This is the day
the Lord has made,
and we will
rejoice
and be glad
in it.
In this day, this very day, we choose to be rejoice and to be glad. And as we start on this morning, we want to cover in prayer all the first responders, all the people working in the medical field, going into facilities on this morning, going into hospitals and doctor offices on this morning, all the people who are going into the stores, all of the grocery workers, the people who are working, all the essential workers that are out on the forefront, on the battlefield on this morning. Father, we just thank you, God, for your mercy that endures forever. Your mercy, O God, endures forever. We thank you for the power of the blood covenant. We thank you, Father, that your people who are working on your behalf on this morning to heal, to deliver, to meet the needs of people, that they are covered this morning in the blood of Jesus Christ. Therefore, every spirit of destruction must pass over. Every spirit of fear must pass over. Every spirit of untimely death must pass over. We decree and declare that the sign of the blood covenant, causes every destruction, every torment, every sickness, every disease to pass over. We decree and declare the power of your blood at this time. We thank you that there is an acquittal of the whole earth because your blood has already been shed. The plague must leave the land because of the blood of Jesus Christ. The plague must leave the land. The whole earth is being healed. We see a manifestation now of your power. We thank you for a supernatural breakout of healing. Any person's body that has been touched by the virus, we decree and declare now a divine reversal. We decree and declare now that everybody that is going out, everybody that is staying in, every cell, every tissue, every organ, every system of their body must function in the perfection of which it was created. We decree and declare now that our immune system is doing its job to defend and protect our body. Every cell with an assignment in our body is doing its job to regenerate, to rejuvenate. We decree and declare health. We walk in health. We walk in wisdom. We decree and declare an outpouring of wisdom from above. God, you already have the answers. You already have the formula. You already know the way, God. And we decree and declare that your wisdom be poured out upon every professional, medical professional, scientist professional in this season, every government leader, every business leader, every educational leader, every family leader. Let your wisdom from above be poured out like never before onto your people, to lead in this season with power, authority, peace, and protection in Jesus' name. Amen. 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 Amen.
Go ahead, Pastor Dye. You're on a roll this morning. Hallelujah. Great prayer.
We wanted to pick up where we were left off yesterday. Time got away from us yesterday. The clock was ticking, and all of a sudden we got waved that we had to end. But we were going back to a teaching that Pastor had did a few weeks ago, and he was talking about the journey when the children of Israel left Egypt, and they marked their journey. They marked their starting point. And as they were going through, they came to this place called Marah. And the place had bitter waters, and they needed the bitter waters to become sweet. And God had the solution in the form of a tree right by the bitter waters. But they had to have eyes to see it. And they had to have the wisdom from above to access the solution that was right there. And yesterday we were also talking about the ram in the bush when Abraham was to bring Isaac up on the mountain. And as he got closer, as he walked in confident, God revealed unto him the ram in the bush. And we were talking in First John about the confidence, that we must have this confidence. We were talking about Moses on yesterday, that he had to come out of insecurity in the wilderness, to go back to Egypt, to lead with confidence that the people's cry in Egypt had came up before God. And because their cry came up, they were in hard bondage, and their cry came up before God. God came and he presented himself to Moses, and he said, you need to separate yourself, Moses, from your insecurities, and it's time to walk in confidence. All things are already ready for you to lead my people. So the Holy Spirit is speaking on this morning. You are closer to the answer than you think. You are closer to being a part of the solution than you think. In this season, we must separate ourselves from every insecurity, every self-limitation. We must separate ourselves from that and operate in confidence. God has given each and every one of us grace upon grace, spiritual blessing upon spiritual blessing, favor upon favor, and gift heaped upon gift. So there is something inside of you on this morning that the Holy Spirit needs access to be a solution to a problem that is going on in this season, be it a scientific problem, a business problem, a family problem, whatever the issue is, you are carrying the solution on the inside of you. And you must separate yourself from insecurity in this season and walk in confidence. This is not a time of lack. This is a time to prepare for multiple return on every gift that God has put into you. Multiple streams of glory are coming off your life in this season. Do not sit in despair on this morning. Do not sit in darkness on this morning. There is already a gift, a power on the inside of you to generate wealth. Losing your job is the best thing that you're going to rejoice and say ever happened to you, because it freed you to have time to work on the opportunities to manifest the gifts that God has already put in you. You may feel like you are in despair now, like it's the worst thing that ever happened, but I guarantee this time next year, you will be saying, I thank God that he cut the cord of restraint. He cut the cord of complacency, because you are now operating in your covenant position.
Amen. And radio listeners, make your day count, listeners, celebration family who are listening this morning. Pastor Diana Robinson and myself are on the air of this month to help you through the dark days. We're here to help you through the dark days. We are here to encourage you and to strengthen you. And she hit a point where I have a teaching, and last month I think I had a teaching that one should mark their starting point, because life is a journey. Mm-hmm. We're going through stages of life. Mm-hmm. And at different stage of our life, different things happen. So is the country. We're going through a different phase right now in the country. And in Exodus chapter 15, watch this. Exodus chapter 15, verse 23. Now when they came to Marah, they could not drink the water of Marah, for they were bitter. Therefore, the name it was called Marah. Now, look at verse 24. And the people complained against Moses, the leader. He was leading. And the people complained against Moses, saying, what shall we drink? So, verse 25. So he cried out to the Lord. And the Lord showed him a tree. When he cast it in the water were made sweet. There he made a statue and an audience for them. And there he tested them. I believe our land is going to be sweet again.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Our land is going to be sweet again. So be encouraged here. Mm-hmm. We are at the place of Marah right now, where it's bitter. But be encouraged. God has a ram. He has this solution to get rid of this plague. Mm-hmm. And in 2 Chronicles chapter 14, he tells us, if my people, sure enough, if my people who are what? Called by my name, would humble himself and pray and seek my face, then I will hear from heaven and I will forgive them of their sin and I will heal the land. God will heal this land.
Yes.
in the name of Jesus Christ. God, we declare your word today. We believe your word. We declare your word over United States of America and over every home, over every county, over every state. We declare this word. We ask you for the healing of our land. We ask you, God, based upon your word, that our land will be healed from COVID-19 in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, as you show Moses the tree at Mirah, you will show the doctors the tree. Come on, let's not despise the doctors. Let us not despise those doctors. They are searching for the tree right now. And we pray that God will show them the tree so that the land will become sweet again. They'll find, because the solution is in God. And believe me, those doctors need us. They'll tell you they can't do this thing without us preachers, Christian, to hold their hands up. You know, Moses, when Moses was fighting Pastor Diane, and when his hand get what? Heavy.
Yes.
Or what happened? Aaron, hold his hand up.
Yes.
We need to hold the hands of the doctors and the nurses up, our first responders. Mm-hmm. Their hand is getting heavy. They feel weak. They feel overwhelmed. Mm-hmm. Let's hold their hands up.
Yes.
Let's hold their hands up. Mm-hmm. And as we hold their hands up, they will prevail. Mm-hmm. How do we hold their hands up? In prayer.
Yes. Because some people are getting sick and tired of their family under their roof, but you got doctors and people in the medical field who are sleeping away from their families just so that they don't possibly pass on infection. So you have some people in the medical field that haven't even seen their families, and while we are sitting there grunting and fussing with our family under our roof. So we need to be thankful for the people that we have in this season and the people who are out there on the front lines. Because, you know, if they close down some of these stores, you know, people are gonna get real crazy. But you have people going to work, and they're potentially exposing themselves to others who may be carriers of the virus and do not even know it. So we set a guard around every cashier on this morning, every stocker on this morning, every customer service worker on this morning. We decree and declare that you will be rewarded for your sacrifice in this season. And your reward comes from the Lord of hosts. So don't be looking onto man. Your reward comes directly from the
God.
Lord of hosts.
And you notice verse 24, and the people complain. And there's a lot of complaining going on right
you
now.
You better not complain when you go to the store. You better not.
And the people complain. There's a lot of complaining going on. We rebuke the spirit of complaint in the name of Jesus and release the spirit of joy and peace.
Yes.
Oh, we release that spirit of joy and peace over the land, over every home right now in Jesus' name. That joy will come back. That smile will come back. We stamp out the spirit of complaint and fear and anxiety and worry. Remember, the Lord says, when Moses called on the Lord, he shows him what to do. So, and the Bible says, Jeremiah says, call on me and I will answer you and show you great and mighty things. We're going to call on the Lord, Pastor Diana. And remember, before we go off the air, we really need your support, your donation to keep us on the air. We've been on the air 1 year now, and we have never asked for support. But we're going to ask you, if the Lord led you, led on your heart, please give to Make Your Day Count program.
Yes, Make Your Day Count.
Thank you for tuning in to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with Pastor Errol Beckford, Senior Pastor of Celebration Tabernacle Church in the beautiful city of Cocoa. For more information on this broadcast, please contact us at 321-638-0381. Tune in tomorrow to hear more about how you can make your day count.
You're listening to WMIE, Cocoa, Merritt Island, Melbourne, Titusville and the Beaches, 91.5 FM, as well as W272BA, Cocoa Beach, Vieira, FM 102.3.
Is it true? This is Morning Breath, your drive time devotion sure to jumpstart your day. Brought to you by East Coast Christian Center. Morning Breath starts now.
All right. Hello, Morning Breath. How are you guys today? Hopefully y'all are well. I'm Pastor Brian, and I am your host today. Pastor Dan is away. I'm here with a couple of my friends. Pastor Christian Herson, how are you doing today?
Doing great. Good morning, everybody. Happy to be here.
Yeah, thanks for being part of the show with us today. This is